Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
Portugal faced Spain in a World Cup last 16 blockbuster. In one of the most anticipated Iberian derbies in World Cup history, Portugal take on European champion Spain in the last 16 on Monday, 6th of July, with kickoff at 8 p.m. British summertime at Dallas Stadium. Cristiano Ronaldo, at 41, finally broke his long wait for a knockout stage goal in Portugal's narrow round of 32 victory over Croatia, with Gonçalo Ramos snatching a winner in the 94th minute and VAR technology denying Croatia an equalizer deep into stoppage time. Spain, meanwhile, looked slow to start after being held by Cape Verde in their group opener, but a commanding win over Austria has raised expectations that they can go all the way. Portugal coach Roberto Martinez faces no fresh injury concerns, with his main decision centering on who starts on the right-hand side between Pedro Neto, Bernardo Silva, and Francisco Conceicao.
Spain will be without Nico Williams and Jeremy Pino due to injuries sustained in their final group stage match against Uruguay, though Lamine Yamal and several other key players are expected to be available despite managed training loads. UK viewers can watch the match live on BBC One or stream it on BBC iPlayer, with coverage beginning at 7:30 p.m. British summertime. The winner will advance to a quarterfinal on the 10th of July in Los Angeles against either co-hosts United States or Belgium.
USA faces Belgium in a high-stakes World Cup last 16 clash. The United States take on Belgium in a crucial World Cup last 16 tie, with a quarterfinal spot up for grabs. Coach Maurizio Pochettino guided the U.S. to only their second ever knockout stage win when they beat Bosnia and Herzegovina in Santa Clara, with Vlaarin Belugin and Malik Tillman on the score sheet. However, Belugin received a controversial red card in that match, a decision that could not be overturned, meaning the U.S. will be without their informed striker against Belgium. Ricardo Pepi is set to step in up front, while Christian Pulisic is expected to start despite earlier injury problems in the tournament. Belgium reached this stage with what has been called the most dramatic win of the tournament, edging past Senegal in the round of 32. The match kicks off at 1 a.m. Eastern Time.
British summertime on Tuesday, the 7th of July at Seattle Stadium, with UK viewers able to watch on BBC One or stream via BBC iPlayer, while U.S. audiences can follow on Fox Sports. The winner will face either Portugal or Spain in the quarterfinals on the 10th of July in Los Angeles.
England have reached the World Cup quarterfinals after a breathless and dramatic 3-2 victory over Mexico at the Azteca Stadium in a last 16 clash that had almost everything. As reported across multiple outlets, Jude Bellingham was the standout performer, scoring two outstanding goals in the first half and making a crucial clearance to keep England ahead, with Bukayo Saka providing the cross for the opener. Harry Kane added a penalty, won by Anthony Gordon, to bring his tournament tally to 6, leaving him just one behind the joint leaders, Erling Haaland, Lionel Messi, and Kylian Mbappe, who each have 7. England were forced to play a significant portion of the match with 10 men after Jarrell Kwanzaa was sent off for a reckless challenge, prompting Thomas Tuchel to reshuffle into a back 5 and sacrifice Saka. Declan Rice managed the game impressively despite an early booking and was kept on through the tactical switch. The top scorers in the league all rose in action. Erling Haaland one-on-one with Sterling outpoached a rebound, scoring his 4th. Eden Hazard followed with a 2nd, robbing Tuchel for a penalty. Even Tuchel finally equalized his 5 equalizations, scoring by Lamp for Brighton. Tuchel had 7 goals in the league, all of 7 this year. Declan Rice managed the game impressively, despite an early booking, and was kept on through the tactical switch. Declan Rice managed the game impressively, despite an early booking, and was kept on through the tactical switch. Declan Rice managed the game impressively, despite an early booking, and was kept on through the tactical switch. Declan Rice managed the game impressively, despite an early booking, and was kept on through the tactical switch. Declan Rice managed the game impressively, despite an early booking, and was kept on through the tactical switch. Declan Rice managed the game impressively, despite an early booking, and was kept on through the tactical switch. Declan Rice managed the game impressively, despite an early booking, and was kept on through the tactical switch. Declan Rice managed the game impressively, despite an early booking, and was kept on through the tactical switch.
Declan Rice managed the game impressively, despite an early booking, and was kept on through the tactical switch.
Jordan Pickford, who had faced widespread criticism prior to the tournament, earned widespread praise for his performance, producing two outstanding saves from Raul Jimenez to keep England in front as Mexico pulled the score back to 2-3. Substitutes John Stones, Jed Spence, and Dan Byrne all played significant roles in helping England hold on through a frantic final period, with Spence and Byrne in particular earning praise for their defensive contributions after coming on in the 74th minute. England now face Norway in the quarterfinals after the Scandinavians knocked out five-time World Cup winners Brazil, with Holland in devastating form and a mouth-watering individual duel against Kane on the horizon. Away from the pitch, however, controversy continues to surround FIFA's decision to overturn Folarin Balogun's red card suspension, a move widely reported to have followed lobbying from the White House, drawing fierce criticism from fans and pundits alike. Many observers argue the decision exposes deep-rooted corruption within football's governing body, with some calling on referees to strike in protest. The Balogun affair has cast a shadow over what has otherwise been a gripping tournament, raising serious questions about the integrity of officiating and FIFA's decision-making going forward. Infantino's FIFA is making Blatter look dignified. Gianni Infantino has taken over FIFA's presidency and, by several measures, managed to make his scandal-plagued predecessor, Sepp Blatter, look restrained by comparison. From expanding the World Cup to 48 teams, a format critics say rewards mediocrity and removes jeopardy, to his infamous speech before the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, where he claimed to feel gay, disabled, and a migrant worker, while comparing his own experience of discrimination to being bullied as a red-haired child, Infantino has drawn widespread criticism. He has also been accused of fawning over Donald Trump, opening a FIFA office in Trump Tower, and making what commentators describe as servile media appearances, even as the Trump administration caused significant headaches for the 2026 World Cup by denying entry to Iranian nationals. Unlike Blatter, who faced journalists at FIFA Congress press conferences, Infantino now largely communicates through Instagram, with comments restricted to supporters, avoiding direct scrutiny from reporters. The 2026 World Cup final will also feature a Super Bowl-style halftime show, the first in World Cup history, with Coldplay involved in selecting performers, a move critics say prioritizes spectacle over the sport itself. Infantino even appeared in the Club World Cup Panini sticker album, a detail commentators cite as emblematic of his appetite for the limelight. Most seriously, the suspension overturns for both Cristiano Ronaldo and Folarin Balogun, the latter of whom had himself acknowledged the ban as something he had to accept, have led critics to warn that FIFA faces a genuine crisis of legitimacy when its rules appear to bend for superstar players and host nation interests. Brazil's European World Cup curse meets its biggest test yet. Carlo Ancelotti takes charge of Brazil, carrying the weight of a 23-year hoodoo. His side have not beaten a European opponent in a World Cup knockout match since defeating Germany in the 2002 final in Japan. Since then, Brazil have been eliminated by European sides at each of their last five World Cup tournaments, falling to France, the Netherlands twice, Germany, Belgium, and Croatia along the way. Now, Erling Haaland and Norway stand between Brazil and finally breaking that streak in the round of 16. The Brazilian Football Association made history by appointing Ancelotti as their first ever foreign full-time head coach, and few would argue against him being the ideal man for the job. The Italian has won five Champions League titles, two with AC Milan and three with Real Madrid, and remains the only manager to have won the league title in all five of Europe's major leagues, claiming honors with Chelsea, PSG, Bayern Munich, and Real Madrid, in addition to Milan. Norway are not a traditional football powerhouse, but they arrive with a world-class striker in Haaland, a solid squad, and real momentum behind them. A win for Ancelotti's Brazil would not only end a painful run stretching back nearly a quarter of a century, but would mark the first truly defining moment of his international management career.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from One Football and its news partners and was produced with the support of Artificial Intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.